Hello and welcome back to Tani Talks Radio, the show, or this year, depending on the week, where we talk some topics for the week for the audience members to keep. This is Tani Talks Radio. I'm your host, Tani G. And we talk different weeks about different topics. Sometimes we'll do a topic for the week, a lecture, a shiur, where we talk a Torah topic. And some weeks we do regular topics for life, but different topics that hopefully the audience members you can keep for life. I, of course, am Tani G. I've loved audio, I've loved podcasting, and I've loved radio for a very long time. And thanks to sheer enjoyment, we now can do it live. And thanks to the app, through the wonderful wizards at radio.co, we have the sheer enjoyment app on the Android, just released very recently, the past few days, and the iPhone app released recently as well. And we have the ability to be played and listened to live on the app. And you could also listen to previous episodes of the Tani Talks radio shows. God willing, we'll upload this one afterwards as well. And God willing, we'll get more shows on the station and add more content as well. You could also listen to us at streamer.radio.co/S33C91F0E4/listen. Much easier to listen on the actual app. That's why we have the iPhone app and the Android app. Oftentimes, throughout life, life is very stressful. Life is very difficult. And life can have a lot of frustrations. You know what I'm talking about. You can let us know. Before I even continue, you can email us anytime at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. We'll put you on the air just when you come on the phone line, 520-453-8302. 520-453-8302. We'll put you on the line. We're happy, but make sure you mute yourself, and then when it's your turn, if you call in, if you want to text in through the chat, you want to email in, no problem, let us know at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. So I, by nature, by trade, by occupation, I am an occupational therapist. You see what I did there? Wordplay, you know. The occupation in my life is being an occupational therapist. And as occupational therapists, we like to help people live life to its fullest. We work in rehab clinics, we work in hand clinics, we work in the hospital, we work in elementary schools and public schools, we work in basically every sector. I had a lot of experiences volunteering all over the place before grad school and in grad school. In fieldwork, I had a lot of experiences all over the place as well, and one of them was in mental health, and one was, I also went to a JCC one time, went to a dayhab clinic, went to hand clinic, went to nursing home, went to all different places, but my zone. I myself like most to work in a school, so obviously I've been working in public schools for over 7 years now, seven being my favorite number, but over 7 years now. Hopefully it goes many more years. You know, we need to get in a lot of years to vest and to get the retirement package and to get the whole situation after 30 or so years. But as OTs, as occupational therapists, we want people to be as independent and as functional and as possible in their own life. The question becomes, when life is stressful as it always is, when life is frustrating as it often is, when life throws you curveballs and is difficult, how can you stay sane? How can you stay in point, on point in your life that you can manage yourself and manage your family? What can you do in your life that keeps you grounded? What keeps you sane? What keeps you having a medium that lets you stay calm, cool, and collected? Of course, there are many different ideas. I'm happy to hear yours. I have my own that I'm going to mention that I myself use, that my wife uses, that I use with kids working in the sessions, that I use with people in general. But if you have a suggestion that you think is best, please let us know at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. That's sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Of course, our number is 520-453-8302. 520-453-8302. So when it comes to a therapeutic medium, what do you use in your life? What do you use in your own life that's functional, that allows you to use the idea of sublimation. I was a psychology major in Yeshiva University undergraduate. I have a BA in psychology. Thank you very much. Not a doctor, but still got the BA. And we learned a lot about different things, including defense mechanisms. So you have triggers, you have stimuli, you have stressors in your life. An unhealthy way of dealing with the stressors is to come home and displace that anger, displace that stress, displace that need to be upset. And you kick the dog, or you yell at the kid who yells at his brother, who yells at his sister, who yells at the mom, who yells at the dad. A very bad negative downward spiral, because the boss yells at you because he's mad. You yell at whoever's in the house because you're mad. The siblings yell at each other. They're mad. It's just an endless downward spiral. It's not a good situation. It reminds me of the idea Rabbi Forman talks about in the Tisha B'Av lectures, one of the most famous ones, about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, about righteous rage. And it was a downward spiral. You know, Kamsa was upset because the rabbis didn't say anything when he was thrown out of the hall, because the hall maker of the party invited the wrong person. He wanted Bar Kamsa, instead Kamsa came, whatever. So it was a downward spiral until Nero, the hero, unlikely hero of the story, said, you know, God is directing me to destroy Jerusalem, to destroy Yerushalayim. I'm going to be the one. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stand up and move away. Lahavda, lahavda. There's the Devar Torah for the day. Lahavda, lahavda. In our own life, we need to stop the nonsense, stop the crazy downward spiral. So instead of displacing your anger on the dog, or on the spouse, God forbid, or on the kids, also God forbid, there is a much more functional way to have a much more therapeutic medium to do so. If you have such rage, such anger, there's very unhealthy outlets. There's smoking out there, there's alcohol out there, there's drinking out there, there's internet usage and whatnot. And of course, everyone has their own traits to work on. But a much more functional thing can be such as going to the gym, or getting your own kickboxing machine, or getting your own punching bag, a literal punching bag. There are some people that actually put one up in their garage, or they have one in their basement, or they have a little BOGO guy that pops up and down. It reminds me of the experiments we learned about in psychology, the BOBO doll experiment, where they had to kung pow, poom pow. They would watch adults using different verbiage, different verbs and different words on a Bobo doll, and then the kids were allowed to use the same Bobo doll, and they used the same words, the same actions, because kids learn more from what they see done than from what they are told and what they are explained. I've said this many times on all my shows. The Tani Talks podcast, available on different podcast forums, including GidPod, including JewishPodcast.fm, and Google and Apple Podcasts, all over the place. We have Tani Talks Radio and DAF and OT and Pirkei Avos, and we have all these other shows. We have 5 shows in general. We also have the Parsha one. Different times we talk about this, but people and kids learn from more what they see done than what is told to them. So in the Bobo doll, the same thing. So if you have all this stress, all this frustration, all this difficulty in your life, what can you do with it? How can you sublimate it? Sublimation is a better word, and how to take all of this excess energy, whether it be frustration energy or stress energy, putting it in a much more functional usage, is to use a punching bag, is to use a Bobo doll, or many other ways. If someone has a lot of pent up energy, bike riding. I myself love bike riding. I've told my wife this many times, often throughout our 10 plus years of knowing each other, but that's one area I have not been able to fully functionally get through yet. We do have a beautiful bike, Specialized Hard Rock version from 15 years ago, basically untouched, only used a few times, thanks to my mom getting it. But that's a really good thing to do for some people, is to go bike riding. But a really simple thing to do in your own life, what can you do to fully more sublimate that energy, to not have reaction formation, to have the opposite effect? You know, someone's really mad, they come from home from work and they put on a strong face, but it's obvious they're faking it, and then it all tumbles out of control. We don't want to do that. We need the right way to sublimate the energy, to put that energy in a functional use. So I myself, if I have a lot of stress and aggravation, especially from difficult bosses and difficult people in life, I myself use music as a therapeutic medium. How can I stay calm? How can I stay sane? Baruch Hashem, when I was about 10 or so, after my dad passed when I was 9, my brother passed when I was 20, but when my dad passed at about 9, my mom felt it important for us to learn different musical instruments, and I think that was an excellent foresight on her part. I learned guitar a long time ago. I took lessons for like 8 years until I went away from Israel. And recently, this year, I actually bought myself a budget guitar from Yamaha. But the dream, the goal, is to really get the cream of the cream, the creme de la creme, the Stratovarius of guitars, which is Martin. I have my eyes set on a D28 Ambertone, which is the most beautiful guitar, in my opinion, they make. It goes for a whopping $3,200. If you want to start a Chesed Fund campaign to help me out, please do. We would love to get such a nice guitar. It is beautifully, it's like Auburn, and it is the most well-made guitar in my opinion. It is natural source, it's handcrafted, made in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, where my coworker lives, in my current location. That's the goal, is the D28. Even the D18 would be great, which is like a notch down, and then there's like a little more budget one, the D15, but really the D28 is beautiful, beautiful guitar. But I got myself a budget guitar in the meanwhile from Yamaha for a couple of $100. It definitely sounds better sound that I want than the one that I was using for years. But, you know, for me, playing guitar is so cathartic. I was telling this to my coworkers. I have two coworkers that actually play guitar also, Adam and Ray, in our location. They both play guitar as well. And I was talking about how guitar is really, really cathartic for me. There's sometimes when I'm in the zone and I feel it in my nefesh. I feel it in my neshama, which is Hebrew for soul. I feel it in my essence of the core of my being. And it like permeates through me. It flows through me. And I feel like this euphoric feeling washing over me as I'm playing the guitar. Because the guitar for me, and for many others, is like a really spiritual experience. As I'm thinking of a riff, as I'm thinking of a chord bass, I'm thinking of a song that comes to mind, I try to put it into chords, put it into notes, try to make a song, and try to upload it to the universe. The guitar playing, for me, is a serious therapeutic medium. And we had a very difficult year last year, personally, for my wife and I. And to get through such experiences, I actually wrote a song about it, and I called it So Much Pain. I'll give you a preview. So much pain and no gain. Whoa. And we continue that. We do it again and again. And that was a song I wrote for that. I actually wrote a song for my dad when he passed, when I was a teenager or so, studying in seminary in Israel for 2 years. I wrote a song for my brother also. We called it My Father, and then I called it, you know, I'm Missing You, a song for Notch, my brother. And I have some sad songs here and there, but overall, when playing the guitar, for some reason, I like to listen to hip-hop, I like to listen to rap, and now I do it in a Jewish basis, as we talked about in a Hobbies and Games episode of the radio show, The Jewish Way. But when I play guitar, for some reason, I turn into this country western kind of a guy, where I'm playing the songs with like the country, the blues, the rhythm, and that's the song that really speaks to me. That's the style that really speaks to me for some reason. If you play guitar, I'd love to hear. Give us a call at 520-453-8302. Make sure you mute yourself upon entry. You could also send us an email. We're manning the email account, sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Our number again is 520-453-8302. 520-453-8302. We are talking about therapeutic mediums. So I play guitar. Thank God I've been playing guitar now for 24 years, I guess. If I started at 10 and I'm 34, that's a long time. And you expect me to be an amazing, amazing guitar player. I'm not amazing. I'm okay. I play okay. Actually, the other night, interestingly, my neighbor was making a kumsitz, which is like a little get-together, a nice little bonfire situation. Everybody sits around, and they asked me to bring the guitar to take out the Sabbath. I showed up in time to someone take out the Sabbath. The problem was that I was a different key than the singer, so whatever. But then we sat down, and I practiced on like Thursday night, going through a lot of songs for like an hour, making sure that everything sounded good and it flowed. And then, you know, I came and there was maybe 10, 15 teenagers or preteens, if you will, the middle schoolers. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, it was really nice. And it was a really wonderful experience. And, you know, it was really nice. And it's kind of a hidden ability that I keep from others. I don't really broadcast so much that I play guitar. I don't tell people that I'm playing 24 years. You know, people have great expectations if they hear you're playing so long. But thank God I was taught sheet music when learning. I was taught, you know, chords. And I could, if I'm looking up a song and they tell you what chords, I could do them. You could also do tabs, which I find the Cliff Notes way of getting out of things. But guitar playing is really a simple, wonderful way to use the ability to sublimate whatever you're feeling. And when we were going through our things last year, the guitar was really a way for me to express myself. For my wife, even though she learned how to play piano, and she probably plays piano excellently, though she hasn't played in 10 plus years, for her, it's writing, and it could be journaling. She's actually working on a story for a couple of years now. Excellent, excellent story. She recently just wrote an article and was published in a major Jewish online website, which is such a kudos to her. Very proud of her. That was excellent. And she also wrote a paragraph last year, also during the difficult times. But when it comes to being involved in a therapeutic medium, we need to find the medium that works for us, that works for you, that works for those around you. How can you make sure to go about in your life what to do to be allowed to stay sane and stay calm when there's so many stimuli, there's so many stressors, there's so many things out there that could be difficult for you? And yes, not everyone has the zechus, has the merit, has the ability to play guitar, to play piano, to play an instrument, to play a violin. Not everyone has the ability to afford such an instrument or lessons. And granted, that's true. Some people self-teach themselves. Some people are self-taught, but some people are not. And when it comes to thinking about how we could go about our life, we need to find the medium that works for us. We need to find the idea that works for us. When I have a student and I meet him for the first time, I try to get a little bit of a basis, a little bit of a knowledge, a little bit of a background where the kid is coming from. So if I know he loves Fortnite or he loves Minecraft or I can't even remember the other games they like, Roblox. They like Roblox or they like Five Nights at Freddy's, which frankly I find very disturbing and creepy for little kids. And there's another one like Slendy or whatnot. They've showed me over the years these kids into these crazy games and shows. But I will try to print out for them like a word find with their topic that they like, with the characters that they like. If I know that they like Sonic or Mario or Luigi, it's a me, a Luigi. Whatever character they like, whatever game they like, whatever medium that they like, I try to bring to them as well. And in OT, we're trying to work on skills to get them to be as independent in the school setting as possible. So if they have difficulty with writing, they have difficulty with cutting, they have difficulty with pasting or with organization, they have difficulty with their fine motor skills, with grasping things or closing things, we're going to try to do activities that involve different fine motor aspects. But why can't we bring into them what they like, the mediums that apply to them? If they're a huge Star Wars fan, then I could find a Star Wars crossword or puzzle or whatnot. And at any time I do these activities, I have to involve writing in it, because oftentimes I'll write goals that are SMART goals. They have to be SMART goals. SMART, they are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. You know, Juan will be able to write 2 to 3 sentences of 5 or more words in an educationally relevant task within the year. So that means I could do anything with Juan that applies to writing and applies to getting him to write. So if I'm going to have him do a pros and cons of dinosaurs because he loves dinosaurs, then I'm okay with that. I could do a word find that shows the dinosaurs or that shows the Super Mario or that shows whatever. But we need to do mediums that work for us and mediums that work for others. So if music doesn't work for you, that's okay. I have other ideas and there are other ways to go about it. But if music does work for you, let me know. Our number is 520-453-8302. Our number is 520-453-8302. We're manning the email account. You can email us or chat us if you want to get on the air with us. Our email is sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com, S-H-I-U-R, enjoymentradio, one word, @gmail.com. Music is fantastic. Music is awesome. We're here on Monday nights, except for next week. Obviously, we're going to take a break next week. We'll skip a week because of Shavuot. Shavuos, the holiday of weeks, where the culmination of the giving of the Torah, where the Jews received the wonderful Torah at Har Sinai after many weeks of waiting. So we're going to take off next week and God willing continue after that. But in general, this is the show Tani Talks Radio, where we talk some topics for the week for audience members to keep. We are brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio. Excellent quality content by quality Rabbanim and hosts. And we are powered by Radio.co, the awesome website, such an easy, simple way to set up your own internet radio station. It is so cool. They have different plans and different abilities. They have an app that they can work on with you. I went back and forth with them for weeks, and thank God we got through, and we have the Android app. We have the Apple iPhone app, and it plays continuous loops that I put on episodes of my show from the previous episodes. God willing, we'll do this one also afterwards, Bli Nedar. And as more shows and more episodes come up, we'll add more and more, God willing, in the future. But the app will play the previous episodes, Bli Nedar, moving forward. And currently, it plays live shows as well. So hopefully you're listening on the iPhone app. Hopefully you're listening on the Google app. This is Tani Talks Radio, brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio, powered by Radio.co. So we're talking therapeutic mediums. We're talking different ways to get through your days, to stay calm, to stay sane. I, myself, one of the many things that I do to try to stay calm, cool, collected in my life is to play guitar. It is very cathartic for me. It is very calming. It's a very spiritual existence for me. It really feels awesome. And by the way, you could also listen, besides for the Google app, besides for the Apple app, you could also listen on streamer.radio.co/S33C91F0E4/listen. That is a really cool streaming link. Also reminds you of my days when I was on the radio on WYUR and Yeshiva University. We use that streaming link also. Not that link, I mean, but that we use that idea also. But cooler than that are apps that actually work for your station. Very cool, thanks to Radio.co. So we're talking how to stay sane, calm, cool, and collected. Some people like to watch TV, and there are really Jewish ways to do that. We talked about that, Yidflix also, and Tutora.tv. But if you have your shows, you have your movies, Gesundheit, whatever works for you. After a long day on a regular night, my wife and I do like to watch something together, and on weekends we like to watch a movie together. We actually watched Harry Potter, number 3, the other night, and The Prisoner of Azkaban. And we had gotten some food to go because she had a little engagement party we took her over to with the kids, and they were in pajamas, and we came home, they went to sleep. And then we watched Harry Potter number 3. So that was fantastic, interesting, the other night. But when it comes to your life, you have to know what can work for you. If you play music, you play guitar, let us know. That's awesome. That's really cool. SheerEnjoymentRadio@gmail, 520-453-8302. But if you can't play an instrument, that's all cool. Call a kavod, no problem. You could also listen to music. You can have music be a part of your life. I actually have music in all aspects of our life as well. We have so many different mediums to have the music, from being in the car, connecting my phone to Bluetooth, to when my wife drives to work, and we have an iPod, the iPod Touch. We had a few versions over the years. One time I lost it, another time I don't know where it went. So we have the current one we got recently a couple of months ago. She takes it with her to work, and she plugs it into the car with the AUX, which I think is one of the coolest inventions in a car. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago, before this AUX thing and this Bluetooth thing, you had to either connect with like a cassette, and I might be dating myself here, I'm not old, but I'm old enough that I remember the cassette, and there was also the FM transmitter. You remember that? You had to find a station where it wasn't too staticky, it wasn't too difficult to hear the music, and then like you would hear some random religious music in the background or some random country, and you would hear the songs in the background while trying to listen to your music also. But that was what it used to be. Now there's the AUX. So in the car, when my wife drives to work or driving around, she has that AUX. and I myself connect my phone to Bluetooth. We also could connect hers too, but to switch back and forth is a little confusing and difficult. So my phone oftentimes connects to the phone with the Bluetooth. It connects to the car, and that's how we listen to when we're driving around on long trips especially. But then when we come home, we have different ways of listening also. I have a little Bluetooth speaker that connects to the phone as well. It could connect to the iPod as well. We actually have an outdoor speaker as well that we used for my son's party for his classmates a couple of weeks ago that we connected to the iPod, which was cool too. And then we also have Naki Radio, which I am a huge fan of. NakiRadio.com. They're awesome. They're an internet radio station, and they play Jewish quality content, kosher, clean entertainment. Actually, the Tani Talks podcast has a channel thanks to the great Moshe Eisenberg and the great support team at NakiRadio.com. I love their invention. I love their product. I wish I thought of it myself, but it is a beautiful, awesome, awesome thing. And we actually started with an old school Naki, which my mom got us, and then we traded it in for the Naki Solo, and then we actually traded that in, thanks to Moshe and his team, to the best version, in my opinion, the Naki Home. So you go to their website, you go to NakiRadio.com, you see which ones they're selling currently. The Home is a serious situation. It's a serious internet radio player. It's like 11 inches by like 8 inches, and it's like 7 inches tall. It is beautifully made, beautifully outlaid. It has a remote control. You plug it in for it to work. It is beautiful contrast. It shows the artwork. It even shows info of different songs, and it has that orange backlight, which I love. Orange is my favorite color. I'm a huge fan, and they have many, many different channels. We actually reached out to them about the Sheer Enjoyment Radio channel. We're waiting to hear back about that. But that's a really cool way to hear music as well. And you could plug in your own player as well. They have a headphone jack and they have an AUX jack also, which is so, so cool. So listening to music is also a fantastic medium when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling upset. If you feel the need to get out some anger, some people listen to heavy metal. Back a long, long time ago, there was Metallica and all those kind of bands. And if you have sad music, you need to listen to sad music. There's no shortage of songs out there, especially if you want to go in the Jewish arena. You want to go in the Jewish way, the Jewish type of listening to music. We talked about that last week also. But listening to music can really help. That's why if someone needs to work out, someone is training for a marathon, someone's training to run and sprint 100 yards, 150 yards. How do they go about it? How do they do it? They need to listen to upbeat, pumping music. Some people might listen to Rocky to get up those 100 stairs. So whatever you listen to pump you up is good as well. I myself, again, I like hip-hop. And I like rap, so one of my favorite artists who we actually had the privilege to meet and get to spend some time with at my nephew's bar mitzvah was Nathan Black. They got him in, and he was like the special guest star. He stayed 2 houses away from my brother. We actually walked by, we talked to him a little bit. He led Kabbalah Shabbos, and then he did a little concert for my nephew and his friends afterwards, which was very, very cool. So he's awesome. Mordechai Shapiro's fantastic. I actually just sat a row in front of him today in shul. So cool. My friends gave him a fist bump and I talked to him a little bit. Very interesting. Very cool. I'm also a huge fan of Describe. He's very hip-hop. I don't know where he is these days, but he has really, really good music. Very upbeat, very catchy song. So for me, listening to music really, really helps. And when you take care of things around the house, I try to take care of a lot of things around the house. Probably talk about that in another episode maybe, Blaine Edder. When you're doing dishes are one of the hardest chores in my opinion. So cooking is one thing, baking is a different thing, but the cleanup is really killer. Cleanup is really, really difficult. So it's a chore, it's a very tedious chore that I don't know if anyone actually enjoys. I used to say that the first dish was therapeutic. It's not. So when we do the dishes, a lot of times I'll listen to a podcast or I'll listen to music because it helps distract and it helps put you in the good mood, helps put you in the good vibe frame. Excuse me. Not sleeping so well with the baby. She's still somewhat a newborn. So we listen to the music. I listen to the music to keep things going and to keep things flowing. And when I cook for Shabbos or I bake for Shabbos, oftentimes I'll also play the music to keep the good vibes flowing and to keep the energy going as well. So those are two therapeutic mediums so far to think about if you're stressed, if you have anxiety, if you have a lot of triggers in your life. You can play music or you could listen to music. Those are two easy, simple ways, especially if you have the talent. Or you could sing, you know, singing in the rain, singing in the shower, wherever you want to sing, whatever you want to do. That's what you could do. You could listen to music, you could play music, and you could sing yourself, and that's an easy way to go about it. If you like to sing, you like to play music, you like to listen to music, let us know. Email us at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Our number is 520-453-8302. This is Tani Talks Radio, where we usually do Monday nights at 8:30, talking some topics for the week for the audience members to keep. We are brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio, sheerenjoyment.com, quality content from quality Rabbanim. And we are powered by radio.co, the awesome internet radio website. They do a fantastic job. We can be heard on the iPhone app. Look for the Sheer Enjoyment Radio app in the Apple iPhone store or the Mac store, wherever you have the app store. We're also now featured and found in the Google Play Store for your Android device. I would say, I don't know, Android, but actually I have a work phone that isn't Android, interestingly. And you can hear us and find us in the Apple app or in the Android app. And there are two ways to hear us live and to also hear us on loop after we do the live episode throughout the week, obviously not on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You could also listen on the streaming link, streamer.radio.co/S33C91F0E4/listen. So three easy ways to listen to us, the streaming link, the iPhone app, and the Android app as well. We're talking therapeutic mediums, how to stay calm, how to stay collected, and how to stay in a mind frame that you can get through the stressors, get through the frustration, get through the difficulties in your life. So guitar playing or music playing is one for me. My wife plays piano. I tried piano for a lesson. It didn't really work. Guitar is really better for me. And I actually learned lefty, which I find, looking back, an interesting choice. You know, I was offered the choice, and many, many people learn righty, but I actually wanted to honor my leftyism, which is called a southpaw, by the way. Us southpaws have to stick together. We're only 10% of the world. I'm a lefty by nature, although I actually kick better with my right foot, which I always found very interesting. I write lefty. I put tefillin on my right arm, and I throw with my left arm, obviously. I play guitar with my left arm and all those things. But when it comes to life, when it comes to things, how can we go about the therapeutic mediums for ourselves? You could play an instrument. You could learn an instrument. You could learn anything you want, really, in life, but you could listen to music as well. And another way of going about a therapeutic medium, if you want to calm down, you want to cool down, you want to space out a little bit, I think another fantastic way is reading. I talked about this on the Hobbies and Games episode. Also, I love mystery. I love suspense. I love thriller. And I used to be a huge fan of Patterson and Kellerman and Grafton and the lawyer guy, I forget his, Grisham, excuse me, among other authors. And then once I found my wife and we were making our own Jewish home together, I wanted to find an alternative. And we talked about this last week on the episode as well. Previous episodes can be found on the Tani Talks Life tab, which is the Tani Talks Radio on the Tani Talks Life. We kept the same name just for the overall ability to be found as a podcast afterwards, because we record it also while doing the radio show. So if you miss it, you could always listen to us afterwards. You just look for the Tani Talks Life Show. We're on Yidpod and JewishPodcast.fm, on Google, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. You can find us, and we release the episode usually afterwards. But we talked about the reading, and the reading is really fantastic. For me, one of the highlights of the week, I always talk about this, but it's much harder when the newborn is newborn, to have the energy, to have the koyach, to have the ability to actually stay up is really a hard thing. But during the week, you know, you're running and you're going here, you're going there. You don't sit still usually. People don't sit still until the end of the day when they collapse. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, reading for me is really, really, really important. And it's a way to de-stress and decompress, especially when it's a quiet Shabbos. You know, me, my wife, and the kids, which we try to do often. you know, when the candles are burning and the kids are sleeping, and I talk about this oftentimes, although of course now we're falling asleep most weeks on Friday night because we're just so tired. Kanahara, thank God we have 2 boys, 2 girls. The little one is now 4 months, but still, those first few months, I'm telling you, man, those first few months are, and females, I'm telling you, man and woman, it's very difficult. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, a gift, and we should be zochah that all our kids should live on Mavis Mishana 120 years to happiness and health, finding their zivug and always being happy and healthy and safe. But it is quite hard to stay awake. But that, for me, reading is really a medium as well. And I had to find all the alternatives we talked about there. We found the Private Eye series. We found the Police Detective and His Wife series. We found even a Sherlock Holmes ability one. And we found historical fiction things. So Shahr Press and Feldheim and Menucha Publishers are all fantastic, fantastic ones out there. There's Sifta Press and Israel Press and Israel Bookshop. There are many ones out there, but for me, reading also is a fantastic one. So if any of these talk to you, we have a few more suggestions as well, but if any of these talk to you, let us know. sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. You can message us, you could chat us, and we are manning the account so we could see it, God willing, and Mirza Shembly Netter. You could call us, 520-453-8302, 520-453-8302. You could call us, let us know what you do to decompress and to relax. We're talking simple ideas, simple ways to go about it, whether it be playing music or listening to music, whether it be reading and then writing. Of course, my wife is an excellent, excellent writer, but you don't have to be a top-notch writer to do so. And excuse me, I just had to stifle a yawn because my kids, when it comes to that lack of sleep, it hits sometimes at nighttime, so I apologize for that. But in general, a writer, writing is a way to go about it as well. Journaling is very important. Whatever you're feeling, whatever your body is feeling and your mind is feeling and your spirit and your neshama is telling you, oftentimes it's good to write it down, to jot it down, to journal your experience. Some people do a daily journal, which is very helpful, which is very important to do. It's good for your menuchat ha-nefesh, menuchat ha-guf. It's good for you to write your feelings down. And if you're really, really mad, really, really mad, it's good to write down those feelings on a piece of paper. Some people will say to rip it up, which is supposed to be cathartic, and don't mail it to yourself. Don't mail it to someone else that you want to mail it to, because it's better not to. And it's also not better to write emails or to write messages or to mail things to anyone when you're in a state of anger, a state of frustration. You should be calm, cool, and collected whenever writing things, and you might have to sleep on it as well. But writing and journaling is very important. It can really give you an assessment of yourself, how you're doing emotionally, how you're doing cognitively and psychologically, how are you doing physically in your life. We used to have to do daily journals all the time for different grad school classes, even in college, even in high school and elementary school. I think we had to write it also. And at the time, I was wondering why to do this. And looking back, it really makes a lot of sense. Writing is another fantastic way to have a therapeutic medium to slow down, to decompress. If you're really, really mad at a family member, at a spouse, God forbid, or at your kids or someone at work, what would you love to say if you could say anything to them? If you were allowed to say anything to them, what would you say? What would you tell them? What would you like to speak out loud to those around you? Write it down in a letter. Every angry feeling, every frustrated feeling, every type of feeling you're feeling, put it on paper. Put the pen to the paper. Put the pencil to the paper. Write down what you're feeling. Journal what you're feeling. And it's amazing to see the progression and hopefully the success you would see over a day, over a week, over a couple of weeks, over a month, a couple of months, a couple of years. Where you started in 2022 and you're journaling for many years, where you end up in 2050, you could be a vastly different person. You could be an extremely different person. You won't even know it, but if you have those journal entries, and if each journal started in 2022, today I'm really mad. Today I'm really frustrated. Today I'm really angry. I'm really stressed. And then you look at the entries over the months, over the years. Maybe you'll start seeing entries. Today I'm truly grateful. Today I'm truly joyous. Today I'm truly happy and truly blessed to be alive, to have a spouse, to have kids, and for those of us who are zocha and meritorious, to be able to breathe in the air, to work and to live somewhere with shelter, hopefully. It is really a blessing of wealth. You know that 90% of the world really lives in dire, abject poverty, really? There's only like 10% of the world, I think the statistics are, that there's real affluence. So the quote goes, the non-Jewish quote goes, if you have a roof over your head, you have clothing on your back, you have food in your belly, and you have safety in your life, I would add, you're really richer than most people in many countries, especially third world countries, and there are many, many ones out there. We need to journal. We need to explain. We need to appreciate the wonderful gifts, the wonderful miracles that Hashem gave us in our life, in our lives. So journaling could be very helpful as well. So we have playing music as a therapeutic medium to stay calm, to stay sane, especially in the face of triggers and frustration and stress in our lives. You could listen to music, whether on an iPod, whether on an iPhone, whether Bluetooth in the car, Bluetooth in the home, whether on a key radio, an internet radio player, or a boombox player, or iHome player connected to your phone, connected to your iPod, connected to your MP3 player. Simple ways of finding therapeutic mediums to make sure your life is being lived functionally, independently, occupationally, that you stay calm, you stay collected, you have ways to go about your life. So if you want to read, you want to write, those are excellent ways of going about it. You want to listen to music? Fantastic. You want to play music? Fantastic. You want to write music? Also fantastic. Different ways to go about your days to make sure you have therapeutic mediums to stay cool, calm, and collected. When it comes to my own students, though, I can't often tell them to do all these things. I don't have time to teach them an instrument. I'm not sure that I would be such a good teacher of an instrument. And I'm not going to tell them to listen to music and to read. They already have to read in class. They don't like to read so much. I'm not going to tell them to write too much either. But if we have a crossword, or we have a word find, or we have a hidden pictures, or spot the difference, find the hidden items. These are all excellent things I like to do with my kids, with my students, in my sessions. But I always have to do a writing component so that we could address the goal, the SMART goal of writing, whether it be the 2 to 3 sentences, 3 to 4 sentences, 1 to 2 sentences, of 3 words, 4 words, 5 or more words. I try to work up to about a paragraph or 2 over the years because I see K to 5th. I see K kindergarten kids all the way up to 5th grade. I love the kindergarten kids and the 1st grade kids. I find once you're at like grade 3, grade 4, grade 5, you start having the tide turn against you. They kind of lose that cute factor a little bit, you know, and it gets more difficult to deal with almost middle school age children. I hand those off to my wife. Let her deal with them. She's much, much better with that anyway. So when it comes to the sessions, I'm not going to tell them these different things. What do we do and what can we do? We can do simple things that keep the mind activated, keep the mind's cognition at full effect. And that's different things that we could do. So one of them for adults especially is Sudoku. Did you ever hear of Sudoku? Did you ever try Sudoku or Sudoku? Depending how you say it, syllable. The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Sudoku is an example. It's basically a mental teaser, a math teaser, where you have a whole board of numbers and you have many boards in them. You have lines, you have rows, and you have columns, and you have boxes within boxes. Basically, you have to do the numbers 1 to 9 in every row, in every column, and every box. And you can't repeat the same number more than once per row, per column, per box. So it's a mental tease to try to figure out how to finagle it to get all the 1 to 9s on every line, on every row, every column, and every box. It's a little hard for a kid to do this, but for adults, that's a really cool thing. You want to have a therapeutic medium. You want to just do something that requires different focus, different attention, different concentration. You could do the Sudoku. You could also do crossword puzzles. Many people do the New York Times crossword puzzle. I'm not advocating the Times at all, but at least they have the cross proposal, and many other papers have it also. The paper growing up, I believe, had it, the Staten Island Advance, and from Staten Island. Crossword puzzles are great. I actually do crossword puzzles for my own students, my own sessions, but not really for the first graders or the second graders. Really, third grade and on, I would try doing a crossword puzzle for them, and that's something that could work for them. And that's something that could work in our own life to keep our minds busy. To challenge the minds, to make sure that it's active and it's involved and engaged. They say if you have these mental teasers, then even the elderly, even those that have been retired for many, many years, their brain is not retired. This brain is still active and it's still working and still functioning. Then we could also do anagrams with kids and in our own life to have a therapeutic medium to stay calm, cool, and collected. Anagrams is when the letters are scrambled, or you have to make some words out of the different letters, kind of like the game Boggle, where they give you the letters, you have to make words out of those letters. Whoever makes the most words in the shortest amount of time really wins, or just makes words in time before the timer runs out. That's another one we do. Spot the difference is fantastic. Find the difference, find the hidden items, find the hidden people. Those are all great things I do with my kids. It's a therapeutic way for them to be engaged, to have fun, but also to do something that does work on skills. And in our own life, after all these stressors and triggers and stimuli the whole day, sometimes it's nice to sit down with a Sudoku. It's nice to sit down with a crossword puzzle. It's nice to sit down with a word find, which I also do with my students, or an anagram, or an unscramble the letters, which is very famous. And they have sometimes a treasure map, one line or one letter really highlighted at a time to make different things. So we've done that too. And one of my favorite ones actually is Where's Waldo? So I'll have the kids look at the characters, try to study the characters. Sometimes I give them 20 seconds or 30 seconds extra or a minute to actually study the characters and read their names and to be involved in that. So we've done Where's Waldo as well. And you have to find the key and the scroll and the binoculars and the camera. And those are cool items to find. You have to find Waldo himself. He's the wandering traveler. And Wendo, which is his friend. And Woof, his dog. And the wizard Whitebeard, which is some, like, wizard that goes with him all over the place. And then Oddlo, which is basically his nemesis. But when doing this, I realize there's no real good Jewish version. There is one kind of similar example by Bracha Goetz, which is called Where's Velvel? You have to find Velvel in the picture, among other people, like someone doing a mitzvah, helping an old lady across the street, bagging groceries, or finding challah. But I found like that was not in the mind for what I wanted. I have this idea, and we have a cool name. It's not a question mark, it's an exclamation point. Instead, I have a whole family of a dad and a mother and three kids and a goldfish, pet goldfish, and a visiting cousin. And I have all the names laid out, and I have the mitzvah items like a talis and a challah roll and a kiddush cup and a tzedakah box, all different things to find in every single picture. Kind of loosely based on that other idea, but much more Jewish in focus, and it has a whole different way of going about it. And I reached out to many publishers and many magazines about it because I felt like for me, this is a therapeutic medium. Having a creative mind for us is a really good way to keep a therapeutic medium. And I'm not calling myself creative on any aspect, but I will say that some people did respond to the idea. I have a name involved also. I don't want anyone taking my idea. I'm not giving exactly all the details away. But they said this is a very creative idea. This is a very good idea. Unfortunately this, unfortunately that, unfortunately this, unfortunately that. Two papers, though, actually got back to us. One is a London paper, which I hope is distributed in America, in the United States, in New York, and Long Island, where we live. And the other one is actually a magazine from Jersey, from Lakewood. And they were very interested, but they said, how much would you charge? How much would you pay an illustrator? It's going to be all included. So I had an illustrator do the sample. I just wanted to have a sample that I could show people. It shows the character page and the items page. It gives a little tiny backstory of the idea of the mitzvah of finding things and returning lost objects, which is Hashavas Aveda. And we had an idea of a page, an actual activity page based on Hanukkah, and I sent that out. So I paid someone a lot of money to do the sample, and now moving forward, they want a real person involved on a weekly basis if it works. So I found someone, found out her prices, and we told them, and the magazine said, let me look into it. I actually reached out to them and they said, we're still looking into it. I'm really hopeful that it works because I love this idea. I'd be devastated if it couldn't get off the ground. If you're involved in a newspaper, in charge of a newspaper, you listen to a newspaper, read a newspaper, you know someone that's interested in the idea, let me know. Sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Our number is 520-453-8302. 520-453-8302. This is Tani Talks Radio, brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio, powered by Radio.co. On this show, we talk some topics for the week for the audience members to keep. We're talking therapeutic mediums, ways to stay calm, cool, and collected and sane in this crazy world when we have so much stimuli, so many stressors, so much frustration, so much aggravation, so much difficulty in this life. We talked about how we could use music playing an instrument. For those of us who have that ability, have that zechus, that's a really good thing to do in life. And I talked about how I used one guitar growing up and then recently got myself a budget guitar. But the dream, the goal is to get that Martin. Martin is the best brand in my opinion. The D28, the Lefty Ambertone D28, I have been picturing and envisioning and wishing for already for months now, if not a year or two. But it has to be saved up for because it is a very, very, very pretty penny to get that. But it is probably the best sound in the music industry. All the famous musicians use it. And I'm not a famous musician, but I want to play on the best. You know, it's like playing on a Steinway for pianos. And there's even better ones my mom would know than that. It's like playing on a Stradivarius for violin. Supposedly that's the best one. It's playing on the best set of drums that you could get. Because in this lifetime, we have 120 years. We only have 120 years if you're 30 or more. We don't have all those years anymore left, but we want it to be that we could serve Hashem in the ways that we wanted to serve Hashem, to serve God in the best ways. Why not? If we could save up, could find a way to get the best sounding instrument that'll get the best, sweetest sounding music. So we talked about playing music as a therapeutic medium. We talked about listening to music as a therapeutic medium, whether you listen in the car or you listen in your house, you listen on Bluetooth or you listen on auxiliary, plugging in that cord, you can listen on AkiRadio.com. You can listen on different apps like on our show, Tani Talks Radio here, where we talk some topics for the week for the audience members to keep with the iPhone app and the Android app. You could listen to the Shiurim. You can listen to lectures on live radio. We're live right now. We loop it afterwards once we upload it, but now we're live right now. You could also read. You could also write. These are all different mediums, journaling. These are all ways of expressing your emotions, expressing your stress and aggravation in your life. And anyone that wants to go to a psychologist or talk to a therapist and needs to, obviously it's very interesting, it's very important. But in our own life, there's simple tools, simple techniques as well. I myself have been talking to someone for weeks. And in general, it's good for people to talk to different people. But when it comes to your own mediums for therapeutic ways, you could play music, you could listen to music, you could read, especially if you fine-tune what type of things to read. Suspense, mystery, thriller is out there, especially in the Jewish world. It's very easy. We talked about this in the Hobbies and Games episode. And then there's, of course, writing and journaling and talking about your experiences. And my wife is an amazing writer. I'm not like that at all. But yes, it does help to write things down. In life, we talked about doing a Sudoku, getting all those numbers in a crossword puzzle is also a very good way to focus on the task at hand and not have to worry about things around you. Anagrams, talked about word finds, especially relating it to something the kids like, especially relating it to the games they like or the hobbies they may have. I didn't even know you like dinosaurs. I could find myself saying, if I don't look into the kid and read his file thoroughly to see what he likes, what could connect him, what could be the medium that really gets him to open up. What if he doesn't want to come to therapy? He feels like everything's okay, his cutting is okay, and his gluing is okay, and his writing is okay. How could we get him to come? How could we get them involved? So we're doing the mediums that work for them, and we should do the mediums that work for ourselves, the therapeutic mediums. So crossword puzzles and word finds are excellent. There's also, we talked about last week, the Yoni Gross or the Yoni Glot version of kosher word games and word finds, amongst others. He has number one and number two. It's Jewish based, it's fantastic. And then of course, the simple way of letting out some stress, some letting out some frustration, some aggravation is to be able to use the idea of coloring. Coloring is so fantastic. Coloring is so awesome that we want to make sure that everyone can do it. Everyone can be involved in it. We want to make sure that it's out there for people to be involved in. Coloring is not just for kids. coloring is not just for the students that I see. It's really for all of us. It's really for everyone out there. Coloring is awesome. Coloring is fantastic. I actually like to color. I'm not such a good artist, but I have one student now that I see remote, and it's very difficult to get anything accomplished with her. Unfortunately, she's very physically involved. Unfortunately, she has very difficult, a lot of physical difficulties, of a lot of physical impairments. But what we can do is that the mother can help her draw. The mother can help her color. So we'll do a lot of coloring. We'll do a lot of color by number, color by letter. I will physically set it up myself. So I'll think of a picture, and then I'll get 1 is for gray, 2 is for green, 3 is for blue, or A is for gray, B is for green, and C is for blue or whatever color. We'll do a picture, because coloring is really, contrary to popular belief, coloring is not just for little kids. It's not just for students. It's really for adults too. They have adult coloring books where they have different themes of nature or the like, and there could be color by letter, color by number. I actually got my wife a couple of them over the years. They actually look very difficult, very challenging, because for a kid it'll be a picture of a monkey or a picture of a penguin, a picture of a tree, and then you just have to color in a couple of things, maybe 6 colors at most. Usually it's 2, 3, 4, 5 colors. But for adults, there's a lot of aspects that have to be colored in, that have to be finished, and coloring is really a really fantastic way to do it, especially color by number, color by letter. A number represents the color you're supposed to put throughout the picture to make a beautiful picture, or the letter represents what you have to color throughout the picture to make a beautiful picture. There's also fill in the blanks as a medium of writing thing, and there's also Mad Libs, which I've tried. Really cool game, really cute game, really funny game. If you want to try something like that as a nice medium to just set the tone and to de-frazzle things in your life. Once the kids are finally sleeping, once your job elements are finally done, you could sit down, you could do a Mad Libs. They have many different ones on newly married and newlyweds. They have ones on Hanukkah, on Jewish themes, different ones out there on science. All different ones out there. It's basically you have to fill in the blanks in the story. So they'll tell you either to do a noun or an adjective or an adverb or this or that. And it ends up being very hysterical reading. It ends up being very funny reading. And laughter really is the best medicine. Laughter can cut down whatever's going on in your life and to put it in perspective and to calm you down and to allow it to be a more functional experience. Because we're all going to have stress. We're all going to have frustration. We're all going to have triggers and stimuli in our life. The question is how to go about it, not to kick the dog, not to yell at your kids or to yell at your spouse because you had a terrible day at work because your boss yelled at you or someone bothered you. We have to have a better solution about how to go about it. And I've talked about before how when you have such a difficult type of boss, such a difficult type of authority figure, sometimes it doesn't even pay to shout back. You shouldn't shout back. What you should do is talk softly or answer very quietly or not answering at all, because all they want is to get a rise out of you. They want to get a response out of you. So you give them that response, you're feeding to what they want. But you don't give them that response, then you're not feeding to what they want, and you're able to stand up for that. So we talk about how to de-stress ourselves and decompress ourselves. So you can do games like these to not bring that stuff home, not to project it onto those around you. I'm not angry, you're angry, you're projecting. It's not me that's angry, it's really you, and you're projecting it onto me. We don't want those things. We need to find solutions on the side. So a lot of people like to work in hands-on tasks, hands-on arts and crafts, which is great. You can make a trivet, you can make a this or that. A lot of people like to do pottery with their hands to put physical effort into something, to create something, to make something. A lot of people like to do woodworking, literally making things out of wood. A lot of people like to stay busy. In fact, my neighbor over here, not Jewish, likes to always be busy. He's always doing something, my wife says. He's always being involved in something, in taking care of something. Ezeho chacham halomei mikol adam. Halavai, we should all be busy, that we never have time to think and do something wrong. Halavai, we should all be involved to take care of something and to always have what you can to have a busy life, a full life. But if we have the time and the spaces, we should fill it with good things. We should be involved in pottery or with writing or with word games or with coloring or with bike riding. We talked about bike riding. Also, how I have this awesome bike, but I never use it because it's just too difficult nowadays with all the little kids and all the stuff we have to juggle. But one day, if I was Zoche to get a job nearby, wouldn't it be cool to be able to bike to work and bike back? In fact, someone came to our freelending library in our town and they took out a book and they said, I'm coming with my bike, which is my type of car. Why is that his type of car? Because a long time ago, they got rid of the second car and he tries to bike everywhere. So healthy mindset and physically to be able to do that is fantastic. But bike riding is another wonderful therapeutic medium. A person could also go swimming. A person can work out. A person can go to the gym. A person can go running. And a person could be involved in Zumba or cycling. You could get a Peloton if you want, if you have the money to afford such a thing. Very interesting idea to be involved in using a Peloton, but I actually like a stationary bike better. I like it better because it reminds me of the bike that I actually have. I don't want to be on an elliptical. We tried that once, didn't really work. I don't want to be in a treadmill. It would be too much, too big. But I like to have some movement involved. It's good to de-stress. It's good to get rid of the difficulties of stressors in life. So to be able to do that, you could do it with bike riding, and you could do it on a stationary bike. You don't have to go out of the house. It could be in your basement, it could be in your attic, and they have, you know, bike, if you do a Peloton or something like that, they have classes you could join or virtual elements you could be involved in as if you're on the path. I think that's very cool. Another cool thing to work up to would be great to do that. Working out is really good too. Running, jumping, different sports, different activities is good to sublimate any feelings you might have in your life. I actually don't like to play most sports. The one that I love to play most is Frisbee, which is not considered a real sport by some people. But that's a way also to have a therapeutic medium to keep the calm, keep the collectedness in your life. You could also go swimming. The possibilities are really endless in your life. If you want to join me and tell me what you use in your life to help you stay calm, to help you stay sane, to be a medium that helps you in your life, whether it be reading or writing or playing music or listening to music or watching something or being involved in acting something out, you can let us know at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com, sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. You could call us at 520-453-8302, 520-453-8302. We are here at Sheer Enjoyment Radio. This is Tani Talks Radio, where we talk some topics for the week for the audience members to keep. We are brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio. We are powered by radio.co. Talking some topics, some ideas, or the like that can help you stay calm, cool, sane, and collected in a difficult world. Talking therapeutic mediums you could use to keep yourself grounded, to keep yourself happy, to keep yourself in a calm state of mind, especially when there's so many stimuli, especially when there's so many triggers, especially when there's so much anguish out there. You have to find what works for you. You have to find what helps you. You have to find what really can fit into your life. I just wanted to give some ideas here on Tani Talks Radio Mondays at 8:30. We're going to skip next week because of Shavuot. Shavuot, the holiday of weeks, the culmination of getting the Torah and how the world is supposed to be. But here, in when it comes to Tani Talks Radio, this week we're talking therapeutic mediums in your life. You can message us in our last minute at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. You could call us at 520-453-8302, 520-453-8302. This has been Tani Talks Radio, where we talk some topics for the week, for the audience members to keep, therapeutic mediums, how to stay calm, cool, collected, and sane. To wrap up, we talked about playing music, listening to music, reading and writing, being involved in some brain teasers like Sudoku and crossword puzzles and anagrams and word finds, being involved in coloring like coloring by number. You can be involved in painting classes or cooking classes. Cooking for a lot of people is therapeutic, and sometimes for some people doing the dishes it is, not for me of course. Bike riding is very therapeutic, and rollerblading and roller skating would be. Running for many people and jogging for many people would work. The woodworking and the pottery and working out and going to the gym and running and swimming are all many different fantastic ideas to use in life. You have to work with what works for you in your life. You have to do what works for you in your life to find that therapeutic medium to deal with the stressors, not to bring your displacement of anger from the job, from your work, home, to God forbid take it out on anyone in your house. Find where to sublimate that energy. Find where to put all that energy in your life and find how you could go about it doing it in a more functional way. Just sitting down and reading sometimes can help. Journaling and writing can help. Recording things can help as well, whether audio or video. Playing an instrument can help. Doing brain teasers can help. Getting out and about also can help. Taking a walk can help. A lot of times people say if you're really angry, don't respond, sleep on it. Think about how it will come to you the next day. Think about what you could do the next way. Play a sport. Be involved in a game. Have a catch. Play frisbee. Go to the gym. Work out. Run. Have a Peloton. Get on the electric bike or get on the electric elliptical. Whatever you could do to get out those endorphins. To get out the anger. To get out the stress. Get out the frustration in your life would be a really wonderful thing to stay calm, cool, and collected in your life. This has been Tani Talks Radio. Here Monday nights at 8:30. We're skipping next week for Shavuos. Brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio. Our email is sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Our number is 520-453-8300. Tani Talks Radio, where we talk some topics for the week for the audience members to keep. Talking therapeutic mediums to stay calm, cool, and collected in this life as an OT. Just wanted to bring some ideas to you guys out there that I use in my own life. Of course, there are many, many, many others as well. You could always email us at sheerenjoymentradio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to Tani Talks Radio, brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment Radio here on radio.com. God willing, come back next time where we talk some other topics for the week for the audience members to keep here on Tani Talks Radio, and I'm your host, Tani.